everyone, and welcome back to The Environmentalist, a podcast series designed to inform the public about important environmental topics. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss the idea of water war. So World War III is set to be fought over water if things don't change in the very near future. So there's a water war thesis, which suggests that there is a growing demand for water as population sizes are increasing, but there's not enough water to meet the demand. So there's a conflict between countries, especially cross-border ones that share bodies of water, in order to get an adequate amount of water for their own country. So the likelihood of cross-border conflict is said to be between 75 to 95% in the next 50 to 100 years, which is kind of ridiculous. And there are five major hotspots where such conflict is expected to occur. So the first being the Nile River. So this is the waterway that exists between 11 African nations. The Ganges Brahmaputra, which is the water source between Bangladesh and India. The Indus River, which is the water source between India and Pakistan. The Tigris-Euphrates, which is the water source between Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, and Kuwait. And finally, the Colorado River, which is the water source between the US and Mexico. Now, another issue that this supply and demand problem has is that it's causing groundwater to be pumped so aggressively that it's causing the land to actually sink. And the way that this works is because the water, the land that was previously saturated is now dry. So it starts to, the rock and soil start to compress, and it basically forces the rock above it to subside. So this is known as land subsidence. And this is a big issue because it's essentially causing the ground level to sink at very variable rates and uneven rates. And so when structures are built on such surfaces and there's movement in the ground underneath those structures, it can cause cracks in foundations, it can collapse structures, crack pipes, and just essentially wreak havoc in the civil infrastructure over time. So not only is the lack of water a problem because it's a basic necessity, but the fact that it's being pumped out so aggressively is also causing damage to land and infrastructure as well. So it's just an overall bad situation. So this doesn't necessarily mean that the future is going to lead to World War III and it's going to be over water per se. But that's definitely an option if things don't change very soon. And by change, I mean countries need to cooperate and essentially create more sustainable water management. So conserve areas, also pollution control and better sewage treatment so we can access more water sources as opposed to just groundwater for drinking. And just increasing awareness and education in order to basically reduce consumption and just kind of put the idea out there that this is an issue and we need to work together to come up with some sort of means of moving forward. So yeah, thank you all for listening and I hope to see you all next time. And just a reminder, I'm a little someone trying to make a big difference.